Okay, let us get into the sink our teeth into the next parsha, Parshas Bahaloscha, as we here in Eretz Yisrael stay a week ahead of those listeners in Chutz La'aretz, but for the next couple of weeks, and then Chukas Balak will get us back to Achdus, and then we'll be back on schedule with all of Klal Yisrael together. Okay, Parshas Bahaloscha. So let's start off with something well known, not specifically for this time of year. It might be well known from another time of year. But either way, some of you might be familiar with the first source. That is, the Torah, of course, starts off, Ayidabar Hashem Moshe Limor, Daber al Aaron, Yamartoy Love. Hashem says to Moshe to tell Aaron, Bahalos Chas Haneros, El Mul Pnei Amenorah, Ye'iru Shavas Haneros. Tell Aaron that when he lights the candles, Ye'iru, he should light it. Ye'iru Shavas Haneros, the seven candles. V'yaskein Aaron, and Aaron does it, etc. So the question that Rashi already is bothered by, first Rashi in the Parsha, Lama Nisvacha, Parshas HaMenorah, the Parshas HaNasiim. Right? We have it ringing in our head, the second half of last week's Parsha, over and over again, 12 times, Karbano, Karas Kesavachash, the Nasiim. So the Nasiim, and then right away into the Maisa HaMenorah, stuck here. And then we get back to, after that, we get it back into separating the Levium and giving them a special place that they have in the nation, which we're going to have afterwards. But what specifically is meant by the juxtaposition of the candles, Balos Chasaneros, right next to the Nasiim? So Rashi already notes, Lafi Shekishera'a Aaron Chanukas HaNasiim, when Aaron saw, and this you could look back in the first source, the Ramban quotes Rashi, in the first source, Lafi Kishera Aaron Chanukas HaNasiim, Cholsha Azdaito, when all of the Nasiim brought their karbanis, right, starting with Nachshon and Aminadav on day one of Nisan, over and over and over again, Aaron got very upset. Shalohaya Iman Bachanuka Lahu Velo Shifto. Levi didn't do anything. Right, remember, Aaron always, you know, this is not the first time that Aaron feels scared that Hashem is not picking him. And we had in Sefer Shmos already that, right, he also is, he has the Egel always in the back of his mind. So he always is somewhat worried. So says Rashi, quoting the Medrash, that he was upset, he was scared. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not interested in his avoda. Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha. Hashem says, no. Shalcha Gedola Mishalahem. No, you Aaron, you Sheva Levi, you have something greater than all of these Nasiim. Sha'atam Madzliku Meitivet Hanerot. Because you're going to take care of the menorah in the base of Mikdash. The menorah Madzlik Umeitivet Hanerot. You're going to light and clean the Nerot, the candles. That's Rashi quoting the Medrash. And the question that many ask, starting already with the Ramban. What great Nechama was this? All the other Nasiim brought every karba. They brought a chatas, they brought an ola, they brought a mincha, they brought ketores, they didn't bring an asham. The Ramban says asham and chatas are kind of similar, the end of last week's parsha. But either way, so says the, many of them are farshim. Why is the menorah, right, I get to light the menorah, wonderful, is that an avoda? Even a avoda, a discussion whether a Yisrael can light the menorah. Right, so is that an avoda? Well, why does that make Aaron so happy? Oh, the menorah. Baruch Hashem. Menorah, now I'm all happy. I didn't. My Sheva didn't bring any karbanis. So already the Ramban asked that question. V'lo nizbar li, says the Ramban. Lo menichamu b'havlakas aneros. V'lo nichamu b'ktores boker v'erev. At least if you're going to pick something that is unusual, pick the ktores. We know that the Kohanim, the Mishnah in Yuma, says the Kohanim used to fight over the ktores. Because the ktores was a skula for, right, what would people fight over? For getting rich. Right? So everybody wanted to do the ktores. That's why you only got to do the ktores once in your life. That's it. Once you do the ktores, that's it. That's why the good says chadashim lebakarim. Right? So that's the lashon of the Mishnah. You couldn't do it more than once because it was a school. Everybody wanted it. So if you wanted to give something precious to Aaron that didn't have to do with animals, so talk about the ktores. Continuing the Ramban, Sheshim Chobo Akasiv, Yasimu Ketara Ba'apecha, Uvachal HaKarbanos, Ubevinchas Chavitin, Uvavoz Yom Kippurim, there's Ketores all over, Sheinak Sheira Labo, right, the special Avod on Yom Kippur is with the Ketores. V'nichlas Lefanayv Lefim, you don't bring any animals inside to the Kodesh Kedoshim, right, you just bring the Ketores. V'shehu Kadosh Hashem Omid Behechalo L'sharso, only the Kohen Gadol gets to do that, that should be a Nechama to Aaron. Tell him he's going to do the Ketores in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Doesn't say that though. It says that he's going to do the menorah. So why was that such a great... Why was that such a great nechama? That is the question of the Ramban. So says the Ramban in the next column, Vod matam lechalishas adasazu. He says, wait a minute, he says, why was he upset in the first place? Valo karbano gadol mishel nisiyim. Shekrev bayam ahim karbanas harbi, kol yimei miluim. Remember, we read Parshas Tzav, Parshas Shmini. Aaron gave many of his own karbanas also. So number one, how did this menorah make him happy? And number two, what was he upset about in the first place? He didn't do the karbanos that the Nesi'im brought, but still, why was he so upset? So, of course, the Ramban at the end quotes the Medrash, line 8, Aval inyan hagada azu, lidrosh remez ben aparsha, al chanaka shel neros, shehaisa babayesheni aide aron ubanav, rotsoni lomar, chashmonoi kohen gadol ubanav. This is a remez, balos chazaneros, is a remez to the holiday of Chanukah. Holiday of Chanukah, and in other words, Aaron was saying, the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoda, this isn't going to last. He was upset that this was going to be temporary. They already knew, he already had Ruach HaKodesh, 410 years in the Beis HaMikdash, 420 years, right, and the Mishkan was going to be temporary, right, it was going to be taken, 369 years in Shiloh. So that was what Aaron HaKohen was upset about. So Hashem says, I'll give you something that's eternal. I'll give you something that's going to last for generations and generations. And that's the menorah. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, paralleled, of course, with the menorahs that we light, which is symbolic of the menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's that's one of the reasons we have a minhag of lighting in the shul. Why do we light a menorah in the shul on Chanukah? Well, a menorah in the shul as a zechar to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is what the Ramban suggests based from the Medrash, that this is what Aaron, this is what he was upset about, and this was his nechama. But the Archaim HaKadosh has a little different shot. The Archaim in source number 2, quotes a couple of questions, like the Ramban, what type of Nechama is this, what was he upset about, and he quotes a Machlokas Tanoim. Let's go to line 12. V'yisyashiv ha'inyan b'seis lev l'masha amru b'menachas, perak beiz midos. Gemar Menachas. We know that the Kohen did something with the menorah every day. He was meitiv the neros. But what exactly did that mean? There's a Machlokas Tanoim about it. Ketzad oseh, misalkan amanichan ba'ohel. The first opinion says that the menorah had the tops of the menorah, the goblets, were separable. They were able to be taken apart off the menorah. Right? You took off the top, you took off some of the flowers on top, you took off the top, you washed it out with a sponge, you got all the gook out from the bottom of it, then you put it back in. That's the first opinion. You wipe it out with a sponge, you put oil in it, you put it back up. And the other opinion says, Vesover, no, the Kvi Neros. No, it was one piece, Miksha. Everything was Miksha. It wasn't taken apart. Sover Gamkein Shayu Kanim Shavahem Neros Kvuim Dakin. They were set inside for a Kof of a Mamata. You had to like bend it over. Then bend it over to get inside. You bent it over, you wiped it all out, then you put it back up. Kidamucha Shami Devar Rashi. That was the Machlokas Tanoim. Whether the menorah had detachable parts on top? Never think about that. We don't think so. Obviously, the main part of the menorah was miksha, was one piece. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out how to make it. But the top of it, with the candles, with the wicks were put in, and the oil. So, Va'ani Omer, listen to the lashon of the Arachayim. Va'ani Omer, said the Arachayim, Ilu Hayisi Sham, if I had been in the Beis Medrash with the Tanoim, I would have brought them rayas from the Torah. I would have brought them rayas, says the Be'er Chaim HaKadosh. I could have taken part in that discussion. What does that mean? I could have brought rayas that they were taken apart. Why? What's the rayas? Harishon. First of all, says the Rachayim, when the description of what the Kohen did every day with the menorah is given, it doesn't say that they took apart the menorah and they put it back. It just says meitiv as an eros. What does meitiv mean? Wiped out, cleaned out. Right? If he took it apart and he put it back, the Torah would say that. Meitiv is one thing he did, one verb. Shemaneros kavuim kishehizker maisa chal zikaron adavar. Right? He should have done this. Right? I said it the other way. I said it the opposite way. Shemaneros kavuim kishehizker maisa chal zikaron adavar. Wiping out the neros means when he took it out, he wiped it out. That's fine. If he had to bend it down and then do it, that should have been included in what the Torah said. That's one raya, not as strong as the following one. Va'od raya acheres. Mimasha amara kosim parshas by midbar. Last week's parsha, what does it say? That all the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kasam, Merari, they all carried certain parts covered, right, through the masaos. And what does it say? V'lachu begat cheles, v'kisuas ha-menoras ha-ma'or, v'es neros seha. They covered the menorah, and they covered the neros of the menorah. What do you mean, they covered the menorah and the neros? They covered the menorah. It was one menorah. What do you mean, v'es neros seha, with a vav? V'es malkochem achloseh, and also it's shovels and it's scissors. V'es kol klei shmeina. Harizem mara be'etzba, right? It points with a finger. says the Arachayim, Sheina Neris Kavuim. It must be that there weren't Kavuah set in. Sheim Lokin Hari had Neris Bechlal HaMenorahim B'lo HaYitzorach LaFartam. What do you have to say they covered the candle, the Neros for? That's part of the menorah. So they covered the menorah. Obviously, they covered the whole menorah. So it must be, says the Arachayim, that there were detachable parts on top of the menorah. Elavadai Sheinam Kavuim Ulazeh HaYitzorach LaFartam. And that's why you have to list them. Now, says the Arachayim, let's get back to the Medrash. Now that I have proven to you which of these Tanam are correct, and that is that basically the Kohen put together the menorah every time he cleaned it, he created a usable kli. He created a usable menorah every single day. Now we understand, says the Arachayim, what the Nechama was to Aaron. Aaron was upset. They're starting it all. Right? It's all about the beginning. It's all about the Meikara. And they're bringing the first Karbanos in the Mizbeach. It's not fair. Says Hashem to Aaron, no. I'm going to give you an avoda that you're going to be able to create something, to start something every single day. Not just the first time you bring some Karbanos on the Mizbeach. No. You're going to have the menorah. And you know what you have to do with the menorah? You got to put the menorah together every day. Putting it together, that's a Chanukah. That's a creation every single day. That's the Nechama HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Aaron. The bottom of the column. Pirish Maisa Menorah, Shemor Aneros Umeinichon, Ba'ohel, Umekanchon, Bechozer Ubona. You take it apart, you wipe it out, you put it back on, Mechadosh. Umazlika, next column. Harehu Kol Yom, Ka'osa Maisa Chadosh. It's like a new day. A new act. Shemachadesh, Mechanechu HaMenorah, Bechol Hazlaka V'Hazlaka. Skipping, v'nimsa shemachanich b'chol yom ha-menorah v'heimlochin chol pamachas ha-mizbeach. They only got to be machanich mizbeach once, but Aaron and his children got to be machanich the menorah every single day. V'hu mashakif alakasa b'ma'amaru daber v'yamarta, and that's the double lashon. He explains, etc. That is the medrash from Rashi and the Ramban and the Arachayim HaKadosh. Let's move on now to another well-known medrash, well-known Chazal. That is, though, that the Svarno, in source 2a, bottom left, Bahaloscha Saneros, so if you remember the Pasuk says, when you light the candles, Bahaloscha Saneros al Mulpnei HaMenorah, Ya'iru Shivas Haneros. There's a chair over here. We can bring a couple more chairs up. There's one right here. There's a chair right here. El Mulpnei HaMenorah, Ya'iru Shivas Haneros. There are two chairs here. Excellent. So when they light the menorah, light the candles, it says El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. Towards the Pnei HaMenorah. What does the Pnei HaMenorah mean? Says the Svarno, 2a. Balos les haneros. Kishe tadlik es sheish haneros. Neros means six. When they light the six candles, El mul Pnei HaMenorah. Please. You can come here if you like. You have a back over here. El mul Pnei HaMenorah. Shehu hakaneho emsa'i. You go light the candles, light the six candles, which all face the middle one. The Kaneha Emsa'i. Vizek Kishatifna Shalheves Kalechan Yashisha Neros of a Kaneha Emsa'i. As we know, the six outer wicks were all made to face the inner one. The middle one, the middle wick, seven. That's why we know there's an Isser. One is not allowed. Our menorahs that we have on Hanukkah have eight, not seven. Not just because there were 8 days. This is one of the 100 answers. I have a sefer. It's called Ner Lameya. With 100 answers to the Beis Yosef's famous kasha on Chanukah of why there are 8 days of Chanukah and not 7 days of Chanukah. Right, the first day you had enough oil to light the first night. But 2 years ago, one of my talmidim bought me a sefer with 500 answers. So the 100 answers is out of date already. So now I have a 500 answer one. So maybe I'm waiting for the next Talmud. All right, see what happens next. I'm assuming that the 100 are nechlal in the 500. I'm not going to find any new one that's in the 100 now. Anyway. One of the answers given is that's why our menorah has eight, because you're not allowed to make a menorah like they had in the base of Mikdash with seven. Not allowed to copy what was done. But we know the three, six outer ones face the middle one. What does that symbolize, says the Svarno? Ya'iru shivas haneros. If you face all of the outer candles to the middle one, ba'alos chas haneros al mul panei menorah, then Ya'iru shiva saneros, then all seven will be shining. What does that mean? Kol ha-shiva ya'iru v'yashpiu ar elyon li-Yisrael. So now he gets into it. She'yoru ha-yos or ha-yamonim v'or ha-samalim, the right lights and the left lights, m'chuvan upone el or ha-kaneho emso'i shehu ikar ha-menorah. What does that symbolize, the right and the left? It means the two parts of our people. V'shekein roi shekavonas hamayminim ha'oskim b'chaye olam v'hamas me'ilim ha'oskim b'chaye shah. Right, those who are osek in purely spiritual pursuits, and those who are supported by them, who are osek in physical pursuits, ha'ozim l'mayminim, ka'amram ilmale alalya lo miskaimi iskalya, tia lahafik ritzon ha'kel yisbarach. The people on the right and the people on the left, the people who are what we call zvuluns, and the people who are what we call yisachars, they all have to have their wicks pointed to the middle, towards one goal, towards one tachlis. And if that occurs, then your iru shiva saneros. Then all seven will be lit. But ofan she yusag mechuvano bein kulam, then the purpose of the world will be met. V'romamu es shmo yachdov, kamo shekiblu aleihem. And then everybody, as we spoke about in the past, yachdov, everybody together will be able to say nasa v'nishma. Klor bein kulanu nashlim kavanaso. Says the Svarno, what's the symbol that all the candles, the wicks, face the middle? Because you have the Zvulins and the Yisachars. You have those. Every single person in, every single Jew in the world has to be Koveya Itama Torah. Certain people have to dedicate their lives to Torah. A certain minority. It's clear. It's clear that that is a minority. In the, look in the Rambam, look in the Gemara. So, right, there are 11 Shvatim, and then there's one Shevet. Right, so the 12 Shvatim even, and one Shevet. But says the Svarno, you have all the candles, though, serving one purpose, and pointing towards one Tachlis. That's when the Tachlis HaMechuvan, as he calls it, will be achieved. This idea is as well expressed by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parsha Zos HaBracha, source number 3. Assuming we're not going to have a shiur on Zos HaBracha at any time, because usually that's Sukkis and doesn't work out. We had a shiur on Hashanah Rabbah this year. But anyway, Zos HaBracha is one of the parshas that, you know, sometimes gets left in the Zos HaBracha or Bereishis, depending on the year. But we have to make sure that we appreciate even the difficult to prepare for parshas. So Zos HaBracha, of course, has the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ulezvulun Amar, Smach Zvulun, Bitzeisechav, Yisachar Ba'ohalecha. Says Rabbi Yaakov, first quotes Rashi. Pirish Rashi. Zvulun v'yisachar asu shutfis. This is the source of our whole idea. They made a partnership. Zvulun l'chof yamim yishkon. Zvulun is on the shores. V'yosu l'prakmatia b'svinus. And he goes out to business. Umistaker. And he gains money. He profits. V'nosu l'tokpiv shal yisachar. He supports yisachar. V'hem yoshim v'oskim batalra. V'hine. Now this is Rabbi Yaakov talking. Bal karchenu anu tzrichin lomar. It must be. Shel asid lavo. Tihye yidiyaso shal zvulun batalra. Shaveli the Yasa Shay Sachar. It must be, says Rabbi Yaakov, that the Torah knowledge and abilities of Zvulun in the Olam HaEmes are going to be equal to Yisachar's. It has to be that way. Right, we know Olam Haba is going to be all different Bati Medrash. We're going to go around, we're going to see the Beis Medra. We're going to go up to Shemayim, Rabbi Akiva is going to be giving Shir, and Rashi is going to be giving Shir, and Avram Avinu is going to be giving Shir. We're going to see it. We're going to be, unbelievable, to be the best Shir we've ever heard in our entire lives. We're going to say, whoa. So how could somebody, says Rabbi Yaakov, who's been sitting and learning their whole life, and somebody who's been koveya itim, but you know, not as deep a thinker in Talmudic thought, you know, they're going to go up there. What we're going to say, are we supposed to assume that Zvulun is not going to be able to be able to understand the same shir as the Yisachar? Can't be. Dahalo Yisachar and Zvulun Yoshev b'mechitza achas b'yishir shalmala. They go together. V'im kein eich yeshev shem Zvulun. So how can it be? You have to have an explanation. How could it be that Zvulun will be equal to Yisachar? Line 12. Ubehechrach, and the fact that Zvulun gets schar for supporting Yisachar, you can't say that he's not there. Ubehechrach, line 12. Shechelko b'shutfis he shekabel gamkin is yidiyas haTorah shel Yisachar. It must be that he gets the same yidiyas haTorah. The question is, though, how is that possible? Avot tzarach levayer heich beemes tielo yidiyazu. How is it possible that Zvulun, right, somebody who is not as well versed, you know, somebody who never opened up a ksosin and nesivis, how are they going to understand it? Halo lemaisu hulo lama kol yamav. He didn't learn. Vafilu inema shemalamdim lo eskol tzarach kula kisha olu lishiva shamala. Even if when he gets up there, he's taught everything. Aval ina tor niknes lo adam ela al yidei chayim shleimim shal amav yagia. You got to have a melus. You got to work for it in order to acquire it, to be kona it. V'yisachar atzma hutzroch lachzor tamudo mev achas pamim. Yisachar had to do it 101 times, like Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga. And Zvulun doesn't have to work? So how is it fair? Yisachar schwitzed all his life, and then Zvulun goes up there, boom, he gets it. No amelus. V'hanira bazeh, next column. He said this based on a Gemara. Basically, the Gemara Nida, Amad Yisam, and Sechaz Nida, the Gemara that we know, Shemelamdin is Kol HaTorah Kula LaAdam, Bizman Shehu Ubar. We are each taught all of the Torah with the greatest Chavrusa in the world, the Malach in utero. Teaches us all the entire Torah. Ukashi Yotzi Lavira Olam, and when we're going out of the world, going out of the, on the way out, Ba Malach V'Sotra Alpiv. Right, the baby, of course, doesn't want to come out. Right, you ask anybody in the hospital, the baby's not coming out. He doesn't come out, he's learning. Right, so the Malach comes, on his way out, boom, gives him a patch on the lip, and he forgets the entire Torah. And the question is, what exactly is the pshat of the Gemara? Many questions to be asked. Let's see what Rabbi Yaakov says. Ubiyah ha'inyan hu. De'be'emes ha'ya efshal l'chal adam lomar es ha'torah kula b'lo amo v'yagia. Really, a person can learn the entire Torah without the hard work, without the amelus. But that's not the purpose of man. The purpose of man is to work for it. Avol mikivan de'adam la'amo yulad, ve'ein ha'torah miskayemes v'lo b'misha meimes atzmo aleha. But man is created to work and to push themselves for the Torah. That is why, az mashkichem imenu as kol ha'torah, shekibo b'lishi yisyageya. That's why the Malach causes him to forget it. Because you got to work for it. You got to have the amelus. V'yachshav kishenola now starts his avodas chayat. V'haynu shutzorach lamo v'kochas atzmo k'dei likno shuvas haTorah. You got to get it back. I gave it to you. You could get it. It's easy. No, that's not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to have amelus and to get it. So says Rabbi Yaakov now. L'fiza niftach lanu pesach l'havini in zvulun. Now we understand zvulun a little bit. Why? Shemikivan shuvis yagea kol yama v'farnes es yisachar. Zvulun had the amelus. He had the hard work in life. It wasn't in Torah, but it was to support Torah. It was indirectly connected. So he fulfilled his amelus obligation in life. Im kein hu kiyem eschiv hayegiyah hamutelas al adam. And therefore, what's going to happen in Shemayim? He's going to get back all the Torah that he had in utero. Because just like Yisachar, who had his amelus? So he also has his amelus. Im kein kishi olali shiva shamala as chazeres hatar shalom and meubro v'nasu shalom. V'im kein ein apshat shehu kohen as yidias hatar below amel. He's not going to get the yidias hatar without amelus, but his amelus is just has a different focus. His amelus is in business to support the Torah. Memela, once he gets the yeshiva shamala, he will get the Torah back. Yisachar and Zvulun, a partnership. Yisachar and Zvulun all focused el mul pnei hamenorah, right? All focused to the middle, all focused to be mekadei shem shamayim. Okay, Baloscha is really filled with many, many different parts. He quoted the famous quote from Rav Soloveitchik that it was one of his favorite parshios. He said he described, I don't remember the quote, but described himself like a bee getting nectar from all different flowers, because there's so many little stories in Bahaloscha that it's a wonderful parsha. Again, every parsha is wonderful. We just have to try to appreciate it as much as we can. So we're going to try to pick a little bit from various parts of the stories. Okay, let's move on to Pesach Sheni. Paraktes. Paraktes in Sefer Bamidbar is the one clear, undisputable example of Ein Moktim U'Mu'uchar BaTorah. Right, because the date is given in Perek Tes, and that date is earlier than the date of Perek Aleph in Sefer Bamidbar. So Rashi there says, "Ein Moktim U'Mu'uchar BaTorah." Right? The most kind of a thought that's said by many Mefarshim explaining the attitude and the message that we could gain from the people who wanted to participate in Pesach Sheni. Again, remember Pesach Sheni, the people who were Tamei by the first Pesach. Right, it happens. I just remember the Psukim. Right, at the beginning of Perek Tes. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe ben Var Sinai b'Shana Hashenis, in the second year l'Teisa Meres Mitzrayim b'Chodesh Harishon Leimar. Right, the second year in the first month, Rav Yasso ben Yisrael z'Pasach b'Moado. They're going to do they're doing the Karban Pesach, and people come to Moshe Rabbeinu and complain. Who are these people who were tamei? So Gemara discusses maybe it was the people that were carrying Yosef's bones. Right, there are various suggestions that are given, but either way, Vayhi Anashim Asher Hayut Tmeim LaNefesh Adam. Pasuk Vav, there were people that were Tamei, v'lo yachol lasos haPesach. They couldn't do the Pesach, and they come to Moshe and Aaron. Vayomer hanashim ha'im ha'ilav. Hanaklu tzveim l'nefesh adam, we're Tamei. Lama nigara. Levilti hakriv es karban Hashem b'moado. Why should we be left out? Lama nigara. Pasuk, Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin. We don't want to be left out of Pesach B'nei Yisrael. So Moshe says, okay, let me tell you the halacha. Right, and then he goes and tells them all the halachas of Pesach Sheni, the makeup mitzvah. Right? One of the only mitzvahs that we have that if you couldn't do it the first time, you could do it again. A month later. You don't have that by Shavuos. You don't have that by, okay, by davening maybe. You have a couple hours. The next tefillah. Tashlumin. Very unusual, but you have it by Pesach Sheni. So what exactly is the message of Pesach Sheni? So many of the Bali Musar, I gave it to you in the Sefer Otzos HaTorah in source number 4, say the following idea. Similar to a Gemara. Source 5. Source 4, line 5. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas, the earlier generations are not like the later generations. Right? The Altaheim, what it used to be like, we're not like that anymore. Doros Harishonim, why? Peros Troximone. We know the halacha is that what is only chayev to bring give chumus and maisers from their produce if it goes into the storage house in the normal way. Through the front door. Through the front door, now there's a chayev to give chumus and maisers. If I took it, if I left it out in the field, if I never processed it, if I took it through the window, if I took it, it's not chayev and chumus and maiser. So says the Gemara, the earlier generations went straight through in order to be chayev and maiser. Doros harachronim, machnisin perosin, deragagos, derachateros, derachkarpifos. What do we do nowadays? We take it through the roof, we take it through the backwards, to do everything we can to potter the fruit from maiser. So what's the message of that Gemara? What did they do wrong? They didn't put it into a situation where they'll have to get chumus and maiser. So what's so bad? So I won't give chumus and maiser. Am I violating? Am I doing an avera? There's no avera. There's no avera not to give chumus and maiser if I'm not in this situation. Somebody lives in chutz laaretz. They don't have to give chumus and maiser. They're doing something wrong. So what's exactly the problem here? L'manu kan al derach shebanitam livchon is darkadosh dargasosh aladam ba'avat Hashem. This Gemara is teaching me a barometer how we could test someone's avas Hashem. It's not about whether you do mitzvahs, but it's about are we excited about being in the situation of mitzvos? Do we try to put ourselves into situations where I'll have to do a mitzvah? Or do I do everything I can to get out of the situation? The later generations, they were very careful to give Shavuos and Maaser when they had to. But they made sure that they didn't have to sometimes. That was Doros HaAchronim. But that's the problem. Line 12. Ach da'aka haderach sheba noktu me'ita al yiridas hadaras ba'avat Hashem. Ilu haye b'darkasam shel b'nei daras harishonim lo haye mechatzin etzos ketzal histaderim ha'alacha. How can I get out of it? Shekein o'avei Hashem einem abakshim lihipatir mi'chiyuvim. Those who love God don't look for ways to get out of responsibilities. Ela adaraba mechabzim heim drachim ketzal hischayev mitzvahs. How can I be more responsible? How can I obligate myself more? That's what we have to do. They went straight in because they wanted to have and give chumus and maisers. Says the Otzos HaTorah, that's this Pesach Sheni people. They could have said, okay, we're Tameh, okay, we can't get, next year we'll get Pesach. Did they know they weren't going to get the Korban Pesach for another 38 years? They didn't know that at this time. They could have said, we'll give it next year, what's the big deal? Okay, we missed one Korban Pesach. We gave it last year. No, they said, Moshe, find us a way. We don't want to be left out. We want to do the mitzvah. Right, even quotes then the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, beginning of Avodah Zarah, the La'asi Lavo, now on line 8, right, the Umos Ha'olam are going to come to Hashem and say, you know what, Hashem? It's not fair. You didn't give us mitzvahs. Give us some mitzvahs to do. You know, we'll do mitzvahs. You didn't give it to us. So, Tzno Lanu Mirosh V'Nasena, give us a mitzvah. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. Mitzvah Kali Yishli V'Sukkah Shema. V'chuba Asu Osa. Here, go try Sukkah. This is what's going to happen. Lasa lava. Miyad kalechad echa notel eitzim holech bosa sukkah brosh gaga. Okay, they all build their sukkahs. Very exciting. Build a sukkah. They always see right. That's called the Jew boxes. Right now they all know exactly what they are. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu makdir lemchama. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes it a hot day. Hot day in sukkahs kitgufas tamuz, just like it's the summer. And all of a sudden, what do they do? Says the Gemara. What will they do? The kalechad veechad mivait besukkas aviyotze. They all kick their sukkah and leave. And the Gemara continues and says, "Ari kedin also shiatsam yasukah." What do you mean? They were supposed to leave. The halacha is mitztar pater min asukah. Says the Gemara, "Yeah, but they didn't have to kick it on the way out." It's not just about whether I do the mitzvah or I don't do the mitzvah, but it's the attitude about the mitzvah. Am I upset that I can't fulfill the mitzvah? You know, a lot of the stories of the Rebbes that wouldn't leave the sukkah when it was raining. Why? They wouldn't leave the sukkah when it was raining. We know the halacha is we leave the sukkah when it's raining. We're not on that level. We leave the sukkah when it's raining. But some of the Rebbes, they live that, and they asked one of the Rebbes, why don't you leave the sukkah? He says, why do you like to leave the sukkah when it's raining? Mitztar patam in a sukkah? I'm going to be more mitztar if I have to leave the sukkah. I'd rather sit in the rain. I'm not saying that's halacha l'maisa. I'm just saying that's just the idea of sukkahs, the idea of mitzvos, the attitude that we have. Am I a Pesach Sheni Jew? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Are we Pesach Sheni Jews? Are we constantly trying to figure out ways to obligate myself, to take upon responsibilities, to be part of a shul, to be part of the chesed project, whatever it is, be Pesach Sheni Jews. He even quotes one other story. He quotes a story in the line 25 of a certain Talmud, a certain Chacham, who learned in Yeshivas Radin. And on line 26, Bishnos Limudei B'Yeshiva Pamachas, one time he did it was Thursday night, and as in many yeshivas, Thursday night was a late night learning, and he learned the whole night, V'yazati Yisabes HaMedrash B'Sham Od Bucheres, he left at 2-3 in the morning to go back to his house, and Bachutz Hayakar V'Shelech Hazak, it was snowing, it was freezing, you know, I had my scarf on, and I was rushing back to the house, and all of a sudden I see in the snow and the freezing, there's a person that's walking around. There's a person out at 3 o'clock in the morning that's walking. What's he doing? I was scared. I didn't know who it was. I was about to go back to the base medrash. I said, no, I gotta keep going. I see the Chafetz Chaim. It's the Chafetz Chaim walking around in the snow, in the freezing, in the middle of the night. He started screaming at me. What are you doing? Go to sleep. What are you doing out? And he chases me back to my house, which I happened to be staying at the Chafetz Chaim's house at the time. I go into his nice warm house. I'm sorry, in the house of the Chafetz Chaim's sister. And I went to sleep. In the morning, I told her what happened. I came back at 3 o'clock in the morning. Your brother, the Chafetz Chaim, was walking around the streets. What was he doing there? She says to me, what are you wondering about? He's been there for 3 nights straight, up the whole night, looking, trying to find the moon, because he hasn't done Kiddush Levana yet. He was walking around in the middle of the snowy Radin because he hasn't been able to do Kiddush Levana. Maybe there'll be a glimpse. Maybe I'll be able to say the bracha. Mekadesh Chadashim. That's a Pesach Sheni Jew. That's somebody who, okay, I can't do it this month. Okay. No. I'm going to go outside and search and see if I have the opportunity to do it. Okay. Then we come the next section as the Torah continues. Beginning of Shishi, again, many parshas to discuss. Try to pick and choose. A couple more. We have the parsha of Vayhi B'Soha Ha'ara. Vayhi B'Soha Ha'ara, Vayhi Moshe, Perek Yud, Pas, the last two psukim. Right? Avnucha Yomar, and the famous backwards nuns. The backward nuns in the Torah. So what exactly? So the Chazal say is to separate this parsha from what's before, what's afterwards, to separate, you know, and have all the complaints all together. I once heard a beautiful pshat, Shem Rabbi Lamb. Rabbi Lamb's asked, why nuns? Why dafka nuns? Any backward letters could have been in there. Why dafka did the Torah pick nuns to be the letter that was put in backwards? So I'll give another pshat, and then I'll come back to what Rabbi Lamb answered. The pshat, I thought, I wasn't sure if I said this parsha Shmos. I might have given it as a drush, I don't remember, but either way, it's something to repeat. The Medrash says, the beginning of Shmos, in source number 6, that Moshe Rabbeinu had 6 names. Shisha Shemos Nikrolo Moshe. Yered, Zer Moshe. Yered was one of his names, and what's Yered? Because he brought the Torah down to Bnei Yisrael. Shehor Moshe Torah Yisrael. Avigdor was the name of Moshe. Shenase Kegeder V'Hayimis Palabadam. Avigdor, he was like a geder, he was like a protective fence to Klal Yisrael. Right? Avi, my father, Gador, he was protecting me. Another one. Avi Socho, Shnaslam Kasuka, he was like a sukkah to them. Yekutiel, Shekivu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yamav. Right? Bnei Yisrael were Mekaveh. They looked towards Hashem in his days. Beautiful names. Yekutiel, Avigdor, and other names. And of course, Moshe. And the question that is asked is, he had all these beautiful names. Yikutiel, Avigdor, Yered, he brought the Torah down. And yet, which one stuck? Which one did Hashem call him? Moshe. Who called him Moshe? Doesn't even have a non-Jewish source. Right? Basya, Bas Paro, or Bas Paro, doesn't even say Basya in the Torah, right? Called him that. I schlepped him out of the water. Wonderful. What a great symbolic name. Right? So the obvious question is, what's so unique about Moshe Rabbeinu, that name, that he wasn't called by any of his other names? I once saw a pshat that the answer is Moshe was pulled from the water. Ki min hamayim mishisihu. What does water symbolize? Water symbolizes the ultimate in conformity. Water takes upon itself the shape of wherever it is put. If it's put in a round container, the water becomes round. If it's put in a triangle container, it's triangle. Water represents the ultimate in conformity. Moshe Rabbeinu was min hamayim mishisihu. He was pulled from the water. Moshe was the anti-water. Moshe Rabbeinu did not conform. He goes out of the palace. He's grown up. Imagine where. He goes out. He sees a Jew being hit. He kills the Mitzri. That's not what water would do. Moshe is the anti-conformist. He does not conform because he does what's right because he knows what's right. Moshe was min hamayim mishisihu. That was his gavos. He stood up when nobody else stood up. And he did what was right. He broke up all those fights, all those three types of fights that we spoke about back in Parsha Shmos. He was min hamayim mishisihu. Back to Rabbi Lam. Why dafka nunin, nunin hafuchin? A nuna in Aramaic is a fish. Nuna. Nunin hafuchin are backwards fish. Jews, vayhi b'tzoa ha'aron, as we carry the Torah throughout Galus, sometimes we got to be like fish flowing upstream. We got to go against the current. We got to go against the tide of what we see around us. The whole society could believe one thing. Right? And Avram Avinu Misad Hasheni, Avram HaIvri, he's on the other side. Nunin hafuchin, vayhi b'tzoa ha'aron, uvenucha yomar, shuva Hashem revos ava Yisrael. To survive with the Torah, vayhi b'tzoa, we got to be like nunin hafuchin. We got to be like backwards fish, those fish floating upstream, going against the currents. Okay. It's always interesting when one looks into Tanakh and sees a achronim, see a halachic discussion later in history, and they try to put it back into the words of the Tanakh. So we have an example of that here in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father. This is quoted, I gave it to you, from Nefesh HaRav. Rav Shafter quotes this on this parsha, on Parshas Baal Oscha, on the Haftorah. On the Haftorah. This week's Haftorah. We didn't finish the parsha yet. We'll get back. But I'm just doing this here. The Haftorah, if you remember, is the same Haftorah as Shabbos Chanukah. Right, it's from Navi Zechariah, Rani Vesimchi, a description of Zechariah's vision of the menorah. And he sees it, many symbolism, what the menorah is. But I'd just like to read you two, a few of the psukim. Pasuk Paragimel, Pasuk Gimel in Zechariah. V'Yoshua hayalavush begadim soim, v'omei lefnei hamalach. Yoshua, the Kohen Gadol, was wearing disgusting clothes. And he was standing in front of the Malach. Vayan vayomer la'omdim lefanav lemar. Hasira begadim matzoim elav. Remove all your dirty clothes. Vayomer elav. And he says, Re'eh, havarti me'alecha avonecha. V'halbeish oscha machalatzos. Right? I got to remove your dirty clothes so then I could put on your big day kahuna. Then you can put your tzniff on. And he did. And he started wearing the beautiful clothes. And the Malach says, then he has the beautiful vision. So he says, got to take off your dirty clothes before you put on the big day kahuna. What does that mean? What do the dirty clothes mean? We'll see Rashi in a minute. But first says now, let's go back to the Nefesh HaRav. Mavur b'mishnah, second line, Reish Yoma, D'yalfinan mikra, D'chsiv v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso. The pasuk in the beginning of Achremos, what it says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to achieve kapara for him and his family, beso zu ishto. We know the Kohen Gadol has to be married. Well, the first Mishnah in Yuma discusses it in the Gemara there. Right, it says he has to get kapara for his family, for his house. So what's his house? In beso el ishto, Kohen Gadol has to be married. Right, he has to have get kapara for his family. He needs a family. So he has to have a wife. Achzelo matzinus ashok shiyu lo banim. Does he have to have kids, though? Not clear. It says Beso. Beso is at least Ishto. But is Beso also children? It's not clear in the Gemara. Achen yeish lis tafek badzavar zeh. Im be'emes yeish lo banim, im heim gam kim nechlolim bechlal Beso alo. Are children included in his house? Do la yeish lo mar te'in abanim is kabar b'toras Beso. Maybe not. We know. The Kohen Gadol has three viduis on Yom Kippur. One for his bias, one for all Echav HaKohanim, and one for all of Klal Yisrael. So would his children be included in Echav HaKohanim or in Beso? O Bechlal, Shar Echav HaKohanim Hema. Right? So it's unclear. It's unclear what he would, whether they would be included. V'yishlomer denafkaminu ledina besafik zeh. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? So he says, what if he has children, but problematic children? For example, they're mumars. Let's say he has heretical children, chas v'shalom. So, v'hei mumarin, d'yafina mikra d'zerach b'sham taweva. That would make his, if children are included in Beso, then if he has children who are mumarin, who are heretics, that would ruin his kapara. And he wouldn't be able to do the avot in the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing now, on the end of, in the middle of line 12, avalam haiste ishto shalakoan gadu mumeres, but for sure, the wife, which is for sure Beso, if she is a Mumeres, Nirashi Efshalola HaKohen Gadol La'avod B'Yom HaKippurim, then he wouldn't be able to do the Avod in Yom Kippur. Children are a Suffolk. The wife is a Vade part of Beso. Says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that if there's a problem with the wife, she is a Mumeres, right? She is not a believer. So then the Avod would be problematic. Me'achar shetzorach lehiz Vados al parabad Beso. Ve'in yachol his Vados ba'ad isho Mumeres. He has to do the Vidui. For himself and his family. What, the wife wants him to do vidui? Couldn't care less. That would make his avoda problematic. So he says, now you understand the psukim. Because look in Rashi, on Zechariah, next paragraph. He says that the Malach comes and sees Yeshua wearing begadim tsoim. Begadim tsoim. And Rashi there says, Havi le bunin denasvin lehunashin delokshevin lekunasa. His children were intermarried. His children were intermarried. Says Rashi, that's his dirty clothes. And what does the Malach tell him? You got to take off your dirty clothes before you do the avoda. In other words, says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it's my issue. Children are part of Beso, and his children, what does Rashi say? He can't have these children intermarried. What do the children have to do with him? Doing the avoda. Let him do the avoda. The answer is no. They're part of Beso. V'ayin sham beradak. Shekeinu b'sefer Ezra. V'yimso mimideh quotes psukim in sefer Ezra that the children of the Kohanim were all Rachman al-Aslan intermarried. And he says, you got to take off your clothes before you put on the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Why? Look where it's underlined. The kolzman shebanef ha'yunisuim nachrios haye bazeh eza chisaron b'kehuna gadola shelo. His children were intermarried. You got to divorce them first. That's what's alluded. That's mamish what Rashi says in the Zechariah. You got to take them off. The halachic basis for that is exactly what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. Shal pam grachzal is gar Rav Moshe Soloveitchik lebir inyan zeh. Valzeh hisbir shekolz mashu banav hayu adayin nesuim nachrios. Vayudinik mishumadim. If they were mishumadim, lo hayu aviim roy lubosh bigdei lavan. He couldn't do the avoda. So a later discussion of a halachic issue, the roots of it we find already in the Navi in Zechariah. Okay, two more points. One halachic and one hashkafic. The last Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras should be reviewed either every year, Parshas Tazrim and Zorah, or Parshas Baaloscha. Why Parshas Baaloscha? Obviously, we're getting to the last section of Parshas Baaloscha, and that's the story of Aharon and Miriam saying Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping in and saying, Pal, Damberbo, don't start up with my Navi. Don't start out with Moshe Rabbeinu. This Parsha is the source for Moshe Rabbeinu's being different than all the other Nevi'im. Right, one of the animans. So the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, discusses the evil nature of Lashon Hara. Says the Rambam, I gave you just a part of it. It's about a whole page long, if you've never seen it. So, Al Inyan Zeh Mazir Batar V'Omer, Hishamer B'Dekat Saras, Zohar Eretz Asher Asah Hashem L'Kech L'Miriam B'Derech. Remember, one of the Shei Sechiris. One of the Shei Sechiris is remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Right, that pasuk of Zohar is not in this week's parsha, but the story is in this week's parsha. Harehu Omer his bonenu ma'ira l'Miriam anaviyo. Remember what I did to Miriam. She dibra ba'acheha. She spoke about her brother. Shehi gedola mimenu bashanim. Right, she is older than Moshe. She spoke about her little brother. V'gidlo salver keha. She took care of Moshe. She saved Moshe's life. If it wasn't for her, there wouldn't be a Moshe. V'sikna ba'atzma latzilo manayam. She endangered herself to save him. V'hilo dibra bignuso. And she didn't even mean to insult Moshe. What did she do? Ta'as shehishvis osol l'shar neviyim. She was just mistaken that she thought that he was like the other neviyim. Hey, we don't have to separate from our wives. So what is he doing? I don't understand it. That's all she said. She didn't insult him. Just trying to get him, to get people to think badly. So she saved him. She loved him. She didn't have anything bad in mind. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even care about any of these. Right? Anav ma'od. And yet, the afapikin miyan nansha b'tzaras. And afapikin, what happened? Terrible punishment. Boom. Right? All these things that say what it wasn't such an avera. She had good intentions. She saved him. She loved him. He was a younger brother. Kal v'chomer, says the Rambam. Libnei Adam harishayim hatipshim. Surely for the foolish, wicked people, shemar bim ladaber gedolos v'neflos, that all make up great stories about people and want to insult people. Kal v'chomer that they're going to get it. Lefichach roi l'misharotza l'chavin archov. Don't sit next to those people who like to schmooze. We mentioned many times in the past, right? The great phrase of great people talk about ideas, middle people talk about things, and little people talk about other people. Right? That's what we have to make, see what the content of our conversations are. But if we are around people that like to talk about other people, we got to make sure that we're not around them. Kidei shelo yitpas, yitpas adam bereshas rishayim v'sechlusam. V'zehu derech yeshivas haleitzim rishayim. Etc. That's the Rambam. Ask of Ochanan Wasserman a simple kasha on this Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Miriam didn't do something so bad. What did she do? She just made a difference. She didn't realize that Moshe was different than she was. She didn't realize that. She was a Nevi'ah. She didn't realize it, and she didn't have such bad intentions. But us, forget it. Says of Ochanan Wasserman, one of his letters. 1 minute. Miriam Hanavia, you know what she did? She was kofering one of the animamans. What do you mean she didn't do something so bad? There were 13 animamans. One of them is that Moshe Rabbeinu was different. What do you mean? Oh, Mary didn't do anything. Kal v'chomer us. Eso b'chanan. V'hine, where it's underlined. Source 9. Bi'ikari adash shemona harambam. B'pirish mishnayis. Manasham ikar echa shekol tevri neviyim emes. One ikar is that all neviyim are true. V'od ikar achar is separate ikar shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu haisal amalami nevuas kol neviyim. Right? There's a whole line in Yigdal about this. Right? Coming from the animamis. Moshe was different. So Vakasha, if Efsha Limo Bakavachomer mi Miriam, Lady Yisrael Lashon Hara, right? Shama Sapra lo Yetzim Klal Yisrael. Miriam did something terrible. She was kofering one of the animamis. How can we say she didn't do anything Kavachomer to us? Says Sobachana, no, very sharp. He says, no. How do we know that animamin? We know that from this story. The source of that animamin is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to Miriam. It wasn't an animamin beforehand. It wasn't clear. It wasn't one of the tenets yet. Nobody knew. Okay, he came down, his face was shining, but nobody realized the extent of it. The Yishlomar, the next source. Shahaikar azela manu mi parshas Miriam. Sha'amar lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learn it from here. Lo kein avdi Moshe pel pel daberbo. B'mar avalo b'chidos. Avo b'shosh edibra Miriam adayin lo nemar parshahi. Right, nobody knew this yet. V'lo noda adayin ha'ikar azeh. V'dibura az lo haya kfira b'ikari hadas. When it occurred, it wasn't kfira yet. It became kfira based on this story. So that's why, at the time, Miriam didn't do something wrong. But now, obviously, denying Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness is one of the animamis. Rabbi Elchanan. Finally, just like to end with the Maamar Torah Or. What is the Maamar Torah Or? Maamar Torah Or, the Chofetz Chaim wrote 12 prakim called the Maamar Torah Or. And he printed it in his, there's a sefer, Asif HaZakenim, on Seder Kodshim. Where there are, on Kachim, any of you ever learned one of the Masechtas in Bavli and Kachim, the Rishonim didn't really focus on Kachim. We have the Rambam. But there isn't the normal Rashba, Ritva, right, Ramban, right, the Rishonim. So that's why Achronim played much more of a role. So there were certain Achronim that wrote on all of Kachim. The Tzon Kachim, and the Berachas HaZevach, and many of these, they were all scattered around. The Gersos were problematic. They were very unusable. So the Chofetz Chaim decided that he has to publish and reprint and make a usable edition to all of these achronim. So he wrote it one sefer, it's one volume, downstairs, so I have it here. No, I put it downstairs. Asifa Zakenim, we printed all these achronim on the whole Seder Kachim. And as a hakadama to that, he wrote 12 prakam called Maimer Torah Or, which talks about the importance of learning Seder Kachim, the importance of Tzipisa Yeshua, the importance of hoping for the Geula. So really, we should read all 12 prakim. But we're just going to read part of the last one, because the Chafetz Chaim learns something out from one word in our parsha that says it all about how we're supposed to live our life, Bizman Hazeh. One word says it all. Okay, we're not going to read this whole thing, but please, I gave you the whole perek. Feel free to read the parts that we don't get to read. Amru Chazal. B'shal Shemachnisim Adam Ledin. Beginning of source 12, Shalom Osal, as we know, one of the six questions we're going to be asked, Shabbos Lamed Aleph, is Tzipisa Yeshua. Did you hope for the Yeshua? Horunu Chazal Bazeh. What does that mean, that we're going to be asked that question? Shem Mutal Ala Adam Litzafos Tamil Yeshua Hashem. We have to constantly hope for the salvation. Vehu Mehad Varim Shalom Osal B'Tchilas Dino. It's going to be one of the six questions. One of the six questions we're going to be asked is, did we hope for the Yeshua? What do we say every day? You ever think about what that means? Hashem, I hope for your salvation every single day. We say in an aleinu. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Let's be honest with ourselves. Maybe what we're saying stays from the lips and goes out. It doesn't start from anywhere inside. If we really were hoping for Mashiach, and of course we're doing what we have to do in Bizman Hazeh, but if we really had that attitude, we would be preparing ourselves. What? We only learn 4 out of 6 Siddurim nowadays. Kachim and Taurus. Behezbos Hashem, Mashiach is going to come tomorrow. What are we going to do? I don't know. I'm Tommy, what do I do? What do I do? And we don't have to be Kahanim and Levim to have these questions. Right? We have to be, am I allowed to go into the base of Migdash? When can I go into the base of Migdash? Zroim issues. Right, Truma Daraisa, Chala Daraisa, what do you... Says the Chafetz Chaim, are we ready? Do we really believe that Mashiach is going to come? Do we really hope that Mashiach is going to come tomorrow? Do we really want it to come tomorrow? Do we? Asher Eif Shalomah V'ladas was on B'Shal Kala. What, you expect to learn all of Seder Taurus in a day? Right, is that really going to happen? V'im Einonu Nostin Leiv Lomo V'ladas Haluchas Kachim. If we're not learning Kachim, says the Chafetz Chaim, Os Hu Ki Ein Tzipiasenu L'Yeshua B'mheira Amitis. If whenever we get to those kind of gemaras, oh, let's get through this quickly. Let's get back to halacha ma'isa. Let's get through these, like these dafim, kachim and taris. Let's get back to halacha ma'isa. If we don't think that it is halacha ma'isa as the Chafetz Chaim, that shows that we really don't mean ki lishu'ascha kivinu kal hayom. She'ilu kein, bevada hayinu mishtalim u'mizdarzim b'chalos lomar halachos ha'ilu anisrachos lanu. Takef, bihigolos yishruah so yisparach. Hashem's going to come down. Right, so he continues. Again, we're not going to read the whole thing, but please, let's turn the page for a minute. Go to the back page. It says the Chafetz Chaim now. V'al yomar, this is a great line, line 13. V'al yomar ha'adam, the kasha tizmach Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem comes, oz yikalo yavo mashiach ve'liyo v'asidim lahagid lonu kol chelke asveikas. No, what does it say in the Gemara? It says teku in the Gemara, right? Tishmi Ataritz. So Tishmi, Eliyahu's going to give us shir. Don't worry about it. He's going to give us shir on all halachas of Mashiach. V'yomer mefarshim shetekar shetiva Tishmi Ataritz. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Teku. What does teku stand for? Tishmi Ataritz kushyos va'abayos. He's going to answer up all our problems and our doubts. He's not going to tell us what it says mefarshim Shulchan Aruch. He's going to tell us, if we have a problem in a specific case, we don't know what the halacha is. But he's not going to go through with the 2% of cases that we have sveikas about. What about the 98% of cases that is black and white? It's a mefurisha mishnah. It's a mefurisha pasuk in Parshas Tazria Mitzora. Right? He's not going to tell us about that. He's only going to tell us our kushyos v'abayos. He's not going to tell us the basic halacha. So we can't use that excuse. It's a mefurish medrash. Medrash? Have we ever opened up a medrash? He says, that we got to know ourselves. Only the sveikus. And now he says, why am I doing this here? Parshas Baaloscha. What does it have to do with us? Now in the Vinei Matzana because of so Baaloscha, line 26, it says at the end of Baaloscha, Vayomer Hashem Pitom El Moshe El Aaron. Hashem suddenly came to Moshe and Aaron and to Miriam, go out. Right, and what does Rashi quote? Miriam and Aaron started screaming, water, 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 we got to tumble ourselves. And Moshe says, what, I'm ready. Right, because Hashem was teaching them that I appear to Moshe suddenly. He's got to be ready for me. That's why he had to be purged from his wife. You don't understand that. You're not like him. V'hakavana shelafigach nigolayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu pitom shemizei yavinu shetzadak Moshe shepir shemeisha. Moshe was right. V'hakanami line 30 binyaneinu ksiv. What does Malachi say? Upitom yavo el hechalo ha'adon. Mashiach's going to come pitom. It's going to come suddenly. And what are we going to be doing? When Mashiach comes, we're going to be throwing up our hands. Water, 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 it's real, I don't know what to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's not Tzipisul Yeshua. We're not going to be able to answer that question, honestly. Kilshuasla Kivinu Kalayom. He says, Lo Yia Azman, Lo Hakan Atman Lavota. We're not going to have time then. Vashar Alimudu Lo Lashah Shatayim. It's not going to take you 2 hours to do it. Kiim Lakama Shanim. Velimad Helchaz Avoda Lalavim. Gamkein Aitzor Chame Shanim. Says in the times of the Torah, they needed 5 years to learn the Levim, to learn what to do. Uvepra lekohanim. Kohanim. Better start learning. Rav Soloveitchik. It's a famous quote also. He said that Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he writes more than once, he said that if the Kohen Gadol ever had to stop it, he was a Levi, but if the Kohen Gadol ever had to stop in the middle of the Avoda on Yom Kippur, he'd be able to take over there and keep going. He loved Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And he knew it. He knew the lamdis, but he also knew how to do it. I'd be able to take... He didn't say that out of gaiva. He said that out of ahava. Out of an acknowledgement that this is his life. And that's what he says. He says, we have to devote ourselves to everything. But we have to make sure that the attitude that we have is pitom. Just like pitom at the end of our parsha. Mashiach's going to come, pitom. And that's what he says at the end. Ubasha, please read the middle that we're skipping. Line 45. Ubasha, Yir Hashem Yisbarach Sha'anu Mitzidenu Osem Kol Ishtalus. Mashiach Biyadenu Lavodas Beis Elokeinu. If Hashem sees what we're doing, Bevada Yemar B'yachish HaGa'ula, He will do and bring it quickly. As the Kuzari says in one place, Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt when Bnei Yisrael want it so much that it just can't stay away anymore. When Kisuf Nichsufa Gedola, his Lashon is. When we want it so badly, it's not going to be like a magnet. We're just going to draw it down, it's not going to be able to stop. Says the Meshach Chavetz Chaim, I keep saying the Meshach Chachma, because both of them were the Kohanim Gedolim of the previous generation. Chavetz Chaim was a Kohen, Meshach Chachma was a Kohen, Rav Kook, they all three of them, pushed very much the Limud of Kachim, and we should think that all Torah is Halacha L'maisa, and Meshach Chachma should become Halacha L'maisa very soon. Okay. Yeah, we'll have a Meirev.